Today we turn our attention to hymn number 517. This is a hymn that was written by the poet and Lutheran pastor Paul Gerhardt. And before we engage in the work of singing this significant poem, it's important for us to remember a little bit about Gerhardt's life. His life is not one that we would associate with great success and happiness by today's standards, but he was certainly one of those people who lived in the light of the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Blessed are those who mourn. That blessedness is in many ways a cloud. It's living in the shadow of death to be one of the blessed ones. But despite that cloud, despite that shadow, Paul Gerhardt took great joy and comfort in the fact that he knew he was connected to the source of all energy, the Son of righteousness, his Lord Jesus Christ. And in that connectedness, from which he knew there could be no separation, he was able to sing even a great hymn of joy such as this one in times of darkness. And it is in that hope for the light and our own connectedness to the Son of Righteousness that we sing this hymn now. When we get to hymn verse 15, yes, I'd like you all to stand for that one. It'll take us a while to get there. And please pay attention because we have some musical tricks up our sleeve and we don't want to leave you in the darkness and dust along the way. One other thing to remember about hymns like this, we see a number of them in our hymn book that have so many, many, many verses. When Paul Gerhardt wrote this poem, he really, first of all, wrote it as a source of consolation and personal expression and actually a devotional exercise. He didn't really ever intend for it to be sung, certainly in its entirety, by a congregation. But his hymns found their way into the hymn books very quickly because of the way that they spoke of Christ's love to the human spirit. When they were performed in the services, it usually was in a manner similar to what we're using this morning, where we'll have some musical variety, and a lot of times they were sung back and forth between the congregation and the choir, so in fact no one was fatigued, even by a long sermon of 15 verses. So we join now in singing the hymn. O Lord Jesus Christ, bright Son of the world, shine upon our spirits and drive away the night of sin, that we may walk in your holy light all our lives and even forevermore. Amen. Depart in peace.